Klasika fajna, vejce za mižmuse. Veselja, veselja, na veseli ljuden. Jak ve meni znate, jak ve meni znate, kolež moje budem. Jak ve meni znate, jak ve meni znate, kolež moje budem.
From Edmonton, from their CD, Beauty is Not Contagious, and a traditional Ukrainian folk song called Visit Yabko, the Hanging Apple. And that's certainly a fairly common sight in a lot of parts of the country at this time of year. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопрограму «Наш голос» радіо українського коріння. З вами Павлина Макварій. Дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there and welcome to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio here on AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver. I'm Pavlina Demchuk-McCorry, your host, and I am so glad to have you with me here today on Sunday, smack dab in the middle of the Thanksgiving weekend all across Canada. We've got a great program lined up for you. Sylvia Molnar will be along with a recipe for apple cake, very apropos as well. Rudonata Hananets will be along with Ukrainian Jewish Heritage, and she'll be talking about one of the founders of the Jewish Heritage Museum in Lviv by the name of Yaroslav Dashkevich. As well, since it is Thanksgiving weekend, we've got a story about pumpkins for you coming up as well. And, of course, our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music. And it is going to be pretty seasonal and thematic for today. We've got songs about foods that would be served at Thanksgiving dinner, and songs that kind of relate to some of the topics that we'll be talking about today on the show. So stay tuned for that. We've got the Tadashchik Sisters up next. This is from their brand new CD that they just released, Domeloi Zustrichi, Until We Meet Again. And here they are with a song that speaks to Thanksgiving dinner, and a very nice compliment that will go with your Thanksgiving turkey. And that is, of course, cranberry sauce. Here they are now with Odna Kalena.
Одну кару. slučaji nema. Sumno, sumaš za kraj, ta čohoš ti plačeš, raj muziko hraj. Журба до забуття і Україна пов нас іншої нема. Одна калина за вікном, одна родина за столом, одна стежина, що додому йшла сама. Одна любов нас все життя, одна журба до забуття і Україна пов нас іншої нема.
For the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can give a destitute family in Ukraine food, hope, and a better life. Please open your heart and share your good fortune. Sponsor a Ukrainian child today. Details at www.heart.ca. That's heart.ca.
Thanks to the foresight and generosity of its donors, the Taras Shevchenko Foundation has been investing in the future of the Ukrainian-Canadian community for the past 50 years. Since 1963, the Taras Shevchenko Foundation has been funding initiatives that strengthen our Ukrainian-Canadian identity and enhance our Ukrainian-Canadian cultural heritage. These include fine and performing artists and arts groups, museums, cultural centers, education, as well as authors, journalists, and the Ukrainian-Canadian media, including this program. The foundation strives to become the premier not-for-profit foundation in a Canada which acknowledges the Ukrainian-Canadian community as a fundamental component of Canadian society. Nash Holos listeners are encouraged to support this vision through continued donations into the future. To apply for grants, make a donation, or for more information, contact the Shevchenko Foundation at 204-944-9128, toll-free 1-866-524-5314, or visit shevchenkofoundation.com. And congratulations again to the Taras Shevchenko Foundation on their 50th anniversary. And they were out here on Vancouver Island, actually in Nanaimo last Sunday, and celebrating with the local community here. And some of the good listeners from Vancouver came over as well to join in the celebrations. And if you miss them, you will actually be able to see a video of them because, hey, I was the MC. I didn't see anything. And I said, I wanted to see the show. And they said, well, we can screen it for you, and we can also stream it online for other people to see. So if you'd like to see what all took place, some great talent out here from the Lower Mainland as well as on the island. So if you're interested in seeing what all went on, then tune in tomorrow, Monday, at 5:30 p.m. Pacific time, of course, to tv.chly.ca. Just put an http://... in front of that. tv.chly.ca. Coming up next is a group from Ukraine by the name of Express, from a compilation of traditional Ukrainian folk songs and a song about a dish that was very popular at that event last Sunday and maybe very popular this weekend as well. A great addition to traditional Canadian Thanksgiving. And here is Express now with Varenechka.
Чорнобриває, навари, милая, навари, милая, навари, уха-ха, моє чорнобриває.
Та дрів вже немає, милий мій миленький, та дрів вже немає, голуб мій сизенький.
Нарубай, милая, нарубай, уха-ха, моє чорнобриває. Нарубай, милая, нарубай, милая, нарубай. Моя чорнобривая.
Та сил вже немає, милий мій миленький, та сил вже немає, голуб мій сизенький.
Помирай, милая, помирай, уха-ха, моя чорнобривая. Помирай, милая, помирай, уха-ха, моя чорнобривая.
А з ким будеш доживати, милий мій?
Чорнобривая, іскумой, милая, іскумой, милая, іскумой, уха-ха, моя чорнобривая.
Та пішли вже додому, милий мій миленький, варенички наварю, голуб мій сизенький.
Не палуй, милая, не палуй, уха-ха, моя чорнобривая. Не палуй, милая, не палуй, милая, не палуй.
And now, Ukrainian Food Flair with Sylvia Molnar. Tips for Ukrainian cooking.
Hello. Have you eaten any apple cake lately? I mean Ukrainian apple cake. If you haven't, you'll want to soon, so get your pens as I'll be giving you a great recipe. Ukrainians are known to be great sweet eaters. There is no Ukrainian dinner without desserts. The fruits most often used are apples, plums, pears, and apricots. The most berries are cherries, currants, strawberries, wild strawberries, and raspberries, and they are often used in combination with honey and nuts. Last year I was traveling in western Ukraine. In late August, the time of my birthday, I was in the Hutsil area of the Carpathian Mountains. The chef at the hotel I was staying at prepared a beautiful Ukrainian apple cake for my birthday party dinner. It was exquisite. I was so touched. It was the ultimate gift, which arrived with huge flares, Hutsil songs and dances, and of course, flowers. One day I will tell you how the chef got the apples for his creation, and I will also tell you one day where I planted the apple seeds from the apples he used for my birthday cake. You'll need to sift 1.5 cups flour with 1/4 cup sugar and 1/4 teaspoon salt and 2 teaspoons baking powder. Now cut in 1/3 cup butter until the mixture is crumbly. Beat 1 egg and combine with 1/2 cup cream and stir this into the flour mixture. Mix lightly, handling the dough as little as possible. Pat it into a buttered 8x9 baking pan or facsimile. Pare 4 apples and slice into very thin slices and spread them over the dough. Sprinkle with a mixture of some sugar and cinnamon and dot with some butter. Bake at 350 degrees for about 25 minutes. This pastry base can be used with pitted cherries, plums, sliced peaches, or pear. Enjoy your apple cake and let us know how you liked it. If you have any apple recipes or apple stories, we'd like to hear from you. Take care. Until next time, bake apple cake.
Thanks, Sylvia, for sharing your Ukrainian culinary expertise on Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio.
Hold on.
from Edmonton, that was Millennia from their CD Bratia, their third and most recent, and a song called Kurochka, the chicken. And I chose that one because I don't have any songs about turkeys, but on Thanksgiving weekend, especially if, you know, you don't have a large crowd, there's maybe two of you or four, you might just cook a chicken instead of a turkey, and instead of having all those leftovers, and what do you do with them? So that was Kurochka by Millennia. And up next is Shum from Winnipeg, and I got to have something to wash down that turkey or chicken. And here is Shum now with a beverage from their first CD.
The long-awaited film Holodomor, Ukraine's Genocide, is now available on DVD. Created by producer Marta Tomku and Hollywood film director Bobby Lee, this is the first U.S. film to spotlight the deliberate death by starvation of millions of Ukrainians in 1932 and 33. Holodomor, Ukraine's Genocide, sheds light on a dark chapter in human history, which to this day some still deny happened. DVD and more information at holodomorthemovie.com.
Ukrainian Jewish Heritage, hosted by Renata Hananets in cooperation with the Jewish Heritage Museum in Lviv, Ukraine. This special Nash Holos feature is brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative based in Toronto, Ontario.
Добрий день. This is Renata Hananets in Lviv, Ukraine. Welcome to this week's look at Ukraine's Jewish heritage. Yaroslav Dashkevich was a prominent Ukrainian historian and one of the founding members of the Scientific Center for Judaica and Jewish Art. In a time of rapid devaluation of national values, which is how we can characterize the latest decade of our history, Dashkevich was a significant role model for thousands of people. He was a living example of intellectual and professional honesty and a real patriot of Ukraine. Even after a lengthy exile in Siberia, he did not give up his beliefs. He remained professional and dedicated to culture. His school of historiography, hundreds of works, articles, and essays will acquire a proper appreciation among future generations. Yaroslav Dashkevich was a doctor of history, director of the Lviv branch of the Hrushevsky Institute of Ukrainian Archaeography and Historiography, and head of the Historical Philosophical Division of the Shevchenko Scientific Society. He was born on the 13th of December 1926 in Lviv to Olena and Roman Dashkevich. Yaroslav's mother was Olena Stepanev, the first Ukrainian woman officer and a cornet of the Sichuvi Streltsi. His father, Yaroslav Dashkevich, was a general in the Ukrainian National Republic Army. After studying Ukrainian language and literature at the Lviv National University, he worked as a librarian. In December 1949, he was arrested by the KGB as politically unreliable and sentenced to 10 years imprisonment. Following his release was the stigma hanging over him to being politically suspected. He was unable to find a permanent job. His forced unemployment was to last 23 years. It was during that period that Yaroslav Dashkevich became a world-renowned expert of Ukrainian studies, a specialist on the history of the East, in particular Armenia, and the author of academic works on history, archaeography, and source studies. Most of his works were published abroad. The works on the history of Ukrainian-Armenian and Ukrainian-Jewish relations, conceptual articles on Ukrainian history, bibliography, and cultural studies of the 20th century. He is the author of Leo-Armenian Kipchak documents of the 17th and 18th centuries, Armenian colonies in Ukraine in the literary sources of the 15th to 19th centuries, Ukraine yesterday and today, Ukraine and Armenia. During his long academic career, he wrote more than 900 works on Ukrainian historiography, source studies and special historical disciplines, Eastern studies, Ukrainian-Armenian, Ukrainian-Turkish, Ukrainian-Jewish relations. On the 25th of February 2010, at the age of 84, the renowned scholar departed forever. This outstanding Ukrainian historian was buried at the Lechakivsky Cemetery near his mother's grave. Yaroslav Dashkevich once wrote, "In Ukraine, along with short periods of hard times, there were longer periods of Jews and Ukrainians living side by side. A unique Jewish culture sprang up here and it needs to be preserved. The interconnectedness of cultures requires a thorough research and dissemination. Together we lived through the darkness and cruelty of the Soviet and Nazi tortures, the destruction of priceless human life and our common spiritual wealth. In Galicia, there was a lot of good in the relations between Ukrainians, Poles and Jews. There was also a lot of evil, which was artificially sown and cultivated by third-party political forces. At the Jewish Heritage Museum, it is our goal to follow the vision of Yaroslav Dashkevich and to restore and renew the historic affection and affinity that developed organically and naturally between the Ukrainian and Jewish people. We believe that the healing that comes from restoring this bond will benefit not only Ukrainians and Jews, but all of humanity." This is Renata Ananets at the Faina Petryakova Scientific Center for Judaica and Jewish Art in Lviv, Ukraine. Until next time, shalom!
Thank you, Renata. Щиро дякую. Join us again next week for another episode of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative. Слухайте українську радіопрограму «Наш голос» на багатомовній радіостанції AM 1320 CHMB у місті Ванкувері.
Вибрно село, широке село під горою, іде військо, запорізьке військо до бою. Іде військо крізь широке. Ha 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 ha
Welcome to Beyond the Blue Mirror, a series of programs that celebrates the rich Ukrainian oral tradition. Each program features a folktale or legend, as well as a related real-life story, enhanced with traditional and contemporary music. My name is Linda Mikolayenko. Thank you for joining me. The Magic Pumpkins. Once there were two brothers who grew up in a very poor family. And when the time came for them to marry, Yura, the older brother, married a woman who was very rich. And I think he only married her because she was rich. But Mikhailo, the younger brother, well, he married a poor orphan girl whom he loved very much. But luck ran against Mikhailo. He only had his two bare hands to work with, and he did not prosper very well. Now, before they were married, Yura and Mikhailo were the best of friends. But after they married, their ways parted, and they quarreled. And one day, after a particularly heated argument, Yura angrily looked at his brother and said, "I don't want you ever to set foot in my house again." Spring had arrived, and Mikhailo realized that he didn't even have enough seeds to plant a vegetable garden. He thought about the coming winter and became very worried. "What will we do?" he said to his wife. "Perhaps I will have to go and ask my brother Yura for help." "Go," said his wife. "Perhaps this time he will be kind to you." And so Mikhailo set off to see his brother Yura. And when he arrived, he began to tell him how badly things had turned out for him. But Yura wouldn't even listen to him. He looked at him and he said, "Don't you remember what I told you? I told you never to set foot in my house again." So Mikhailo came back home downhearted. "Well," said his wife. "No," said Mikhailo. "He wouldn't even give me a single seed. What are we going to do?" "Don't worry," his wife tried to comfort him. "You just never know how things might turn out." Now, Mikhailo's hut was poor, but the swallows came every year, and they built their nests under Mikhailo's roof. And they laid their eggs, and the eggs would hatch, and you could hear the chirping of the little birds. But one day there came a great gust of wind. And it knocked down all the nests, and they came crashing down to the ground, and all the birds were killed, except for one. Mikhailo came and picked it up and saw that its leg was broken, so he brought it into the house, and he wrapped a cloth dipped in milk round the leg, and he cared for that little bird until the leg had healed, and then he set it free. Well, a few days later, that same swallow returned with a pumpkin seed in its beak, and it dropped that seed right on Mikhailo's doorstep. Well, Mikhailo's wife was the first one to spot it, and she said, "Look, Mikhailo, look what the swallow has brought us." Mikhailo was overjoyed. He picked up that seed and he said, "Now we're real farmers. Let's go and plant this seed." And so they planted the little seed, and the seeds sprouted, and the shoots began to grow, and the shoots turned into vines, and the vines trailed over the garden, and there were green leaves and golden blossoms, and then the fruit began to appear. 1, 2, 3 pumpkins that grew into three of the largest pumpkins that Mikhailo and his wife had ever seen. When the pumpkins were ripe in the autumn, Mikhailo said to his wife, go bring in one of the pumpkins and we'll cut it and cook it and have a great feast. But his wife looked at him and said, I could not bring in one of those pumpkins by myself. You'll have to come and help me. And so the two of them went out to the garden, and they brought in a pumpkin. They carried it in, and they set it down inside their hut. Mikhailo took out his axe, struck it open, and inside were all kinds of food and drink, enough to last Mikhailo and his wife for many, many years. Mikhailo and his wife went back to the garden, and they brought in a second pumpkin, and they carried it in, and they set it down. Mikhailo took out his axe, but before he could strike it open, it burst open by itself, and inside were the finest clothes, enough to dress an entire village. By now, Mikhailo and his wife were very curious as to what might be in the third pumpkin. So they went back to the garden, and they carried in the third pumpkin, and they set it down. Mikhailo took out his axe once more, struck it open, and inside were gold and silver coins, so many there was no counting them. Well, Mikhailo and his wife were no longer poor, and they didn't have to ask the rich brother for anything ever again. But Yuda heard about their great fortune, and he became very jealous, and he wondered how it was that his brother suddenly had become so prosperous. And so one day he said to his wife, "Go to Mikhailo and find out how he became so rich." So Yuda's wife went out to see Mikhailo. Mikhailo was not home that day, but his wife was there, and she told Yuda's wife everything. She told her how they had had no seeds to plant, but how one day the gust of wind had knocked down the swallows' nests, and how the little birdies had all been killed except for the one that Mikhailo had nursed back to health, and how that same swallow had come back with a pumpkin seed in its beak that had grown into three magic pumpkins. Yuda's wife returned home. Yuda could hardly wait for spring to come again. And in the springtime, the swallows built their nests under Yuda's roof as well. And they laid their eggs, and the eggs hatched. And then they could hear the chirping of the little birds. And Yuda waited for the wind to come. And he waited. And he waited. But the wind did not come. And he grew more and more impatient until one day he took a long stick and he knocked down all the nests and they came crashing down to the ground and all the little birdies were killed except for one. Yuda saw that its leg was broken, so he picked it up and he brought it into the house and looked after it until the leg had healed, and then he let the bird go. A few days later, that swallow returned with a pumpkin seed in its beak and dropped it right on Yuda's doorstep. Well, this was exactly what Yuda had been waiting for. And so he picked up that seed and he went into the vegetable garden and he planted the seed, and sure enough, before long that seed sprouted and the shoots began to grow and the shoots turned into vines and the vines trailed over the garden and there were many, many green leaves and many golden blossoms, but only one fruit, one pumpkin. Still, Yuda was not discouraged, but he was worried that someone might come and try and steal his pumpkin from him, and so he stayed in the garden day and night until it was ripe. And then he and his wife picked up that pumpkin and carried it into their house and set it down. Yuda took out his axe, struck open the pumpkin, and out burst a huge flame, and the house caught on fire and burned down with everything in it. Yuda and his wife were lucky to get out alive, but now they were left with nothing. But Yuda was too proud to go and ask his brother Mikhailo for help, and so he took a sack and put it over his shoulder and set out into the world to beg. But before he could get very far, his brother Mikhailo saw him, and he came to him and he said, "A brother should never abandon a brother. Now you have learned your lesson." And Mikhailo and his wife shared their home and their food and their fortune with Yuda and his wife. And Yuda repented of his selfish ways. And together the brothers lived long and prosperous lives, generous with all that they had, and always remembered to say their prayers of thanksgiving. The lesson of the story of the magic pumpkins is that a brother should never abandon a brother. And there are many real-life examples of brothers helping one another. But how many can claim to saving their brother from a firing squad?
Я народився в Новій Стрілецька, Бобрецький повіт, Львівська область. Було 4 браті, одна сестра. Я був середущий. Як вибухла війна польсько-німецька, ну і ми то молоді.
Остап Гелнер was 20 years old in 1941, living in a village in Ukraine. His brother, Volodymyr, was 2 years older than he was and had been conscripted into the Soviet army. World War II found Ukrainians caught between the occupational regimes of both Hitler and Stalin. In opposition to them, an underground movement emerged in 1942 with the ultimate goal of an independent and unified Ukraine. The Ukrainian Insurgent Army, Ukrainska Povstanska Armia, known as UPA. Ostap joined UPA. Over the war years, he never heard any news of Volodymyr and wondered if he was even still alive. When the war ended in 1945 and Ukraine fell under the rule of the Soviet Union, UPA continued its struggle. By this time, Ostap was in Lviv, often making his way to secret meetings to keep informed and receive instructions. It was a dangerous time. One day, he was on his bicycle when he was stopped by 2 Soviet military police officers. Any young man could be viewed with suspicion, and Ostap found himself with an officer holding him by each arm being led to the police station for questioning. He knew what would await him when they searched him and discovered the gun he was carrying. Each minute they walked down the street, he became more afraid.
Так, ну і ведуть мене. Вже близько зближаємося, і хтось мене кличе.
Suddenly, he heard someone call out his name.
Остап. А то мій брат.
His brother, Volodymyr, still in Soviet uniform, on duty as a chauffeur, was driving by in a jeep and had recognized him. When Ostap realized it was his brother, they embraced. The officers released Ostap to the higher-ranking Volodymyr, and the two continued their joyful reunion in a restaurant over coffee and beer. After that brief visit, they bid each other farewell. Ostap eventually ended up coming to Canada in 1948. He didn't see Volodymyr again until he visited Ukraine in 1990. But to this day, in his home in Montreal, Ostap is grateful for the miracle of the unexpected meeting that allowed his brother to save him from certain death.
І завдяки тому братові я дістався, бо були б мене замордували. А були б забрали на так зване на відділення поліції там.
Beyond the Blue Mirror is a series of programs that celebrates the rich Ukrainian oral tradition. I would like to acknowledge the support of the Canada Council for the Arts. Je remercie de son soutien le Conseil des Arts du Canada. I would also like to thank Ethnic FM CKER Radio for the Roger Charest Senior Award for Broadcast and Media Arts, administered through the Ukrainian Resource and Development Center at Grant MacEwan College in Edmonton. The folktale in this program is based on The Magic Pumpkins from the collection of Ukrainian folktales translated by Irina Zheleznova, published by Dnipro Publishers, Kyiv, 1981, and also Brotherly Love from Tell Me a Story, adapted by Amy Friedman, distributed by Universal Press Syndicate, 2003. My gratitude to Ostap Gilner for allowing me to share his recollections with you. Introductory music for this series is taken from Dance 5 from the CD Prairie Nights and Peacock Feathers, performed by Paris Decay, distributed by Olesya Records. This program also features the folk song Deshoda Vrodeni, performed by Canada's National Ukrainian Festival Choir of Dauphin, from their CD A Treasure of Our Songs, and the instrumental arrangement of Family Harmony, from the CD Jeffrey's Musical Restaurant, Ukrainian Feast, performed by Jeffrey Stefanyuk and Willie Hunchuk. I'm Linda Mikolayenko. You may reach me through my website, lindathestoryteller.ca. Thank you for listening.
Як давно, коли стрільці
сяють вночі, по сонці грає усміх на лиці.
Хто живий, в ряд ставай, здобувати визволяти рідний край.
Хто живий, в ряд ставай, здобувати визволяти рідний край.
І зброя дасть на волю, гей, юначе, не парись. В тихих водах ясні зорі знов засяють, як колись.
Хто живий, я самай, знову мати висоляти рідний край.
Розпинати нам братів, не вливати ме отрути в серця чисті юнаків. Хто живий, в ряд ставай, здобувати, визволяти рідний край.
Розвелися полі шляхи.
небо синє, переможно має стяг.
Боже мій, я славай, знову готуй своя невідний край.
Хто живий, вряд ставай,
знову лади визволяти.
And from a compilation CD, that was baritone Vesel Bokoch and a song from a CD called Ukrainsky Strelecki ta Postanski Pisni, and that is songs from the era of UPA, and before them the Siege Riflemen. And this last one was a song called Marshiruyut Vze Postanski, which is, of course, the Postanska Pisnia, and a song that actually I recall performing with the Svitana Choir of Vancouver a few years back. And really enjoying that. And prior to the story about the pumpkins was a Strelecka Pisnia, song from the Sichovisiutsi era, the Sich Riflemen around the First World War era, and that was performed by Luhansky Kozake, and a song called Hey Vedno Selo, There Is a Village.
Here's what's coming up this week in Vancouver's Ukrainian community.
On Wednesday, tune in to the Nanaimo edition of Nash Holos, Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting to North and Central Vancouver Island, the Gulf Islands, the Sunshine Coast, Vancouver, and Northwest Washington State at 12 noon on CHLY 101.7 FM. On Friday, you can enjoy a pierogi supper at the Ukrainian Community Society of Ivan Franko, 5311 Francis Road in Richmond. Pierogies, cabbage rolls, kobasa, and more. Doors are open from 5 to 7:30 p.m. For more information, call 604-274-4119 or visit ivanfranco.ca. And a couple of fundraisers happening on Saturday in Vancouver. There will be a Western night, Ukrainian style, at St. Mary's Ukrainian Catholic Hall, 3150 Ash Street in Vancouver. There will be food and dancing from 7:30 p.m. till midnight, sponsored by the Ukrainian Catholic Women's League of Canada, Vancouver branch. Tickets are $25 for adults, $15 for youth. To book your tickets, call Sophia at 604-568-2034 or Pat at 604-278-1429. In Surrey, there will be a pizza polka fundraiser for the Kvitka Ukrainian Dancers at St. Mary's Ukrainian Orthodox Hall, 13512 108th Avenue in Surrey. Doors are open at 6 p.m., pizza at 6:30, music by DJ Solo and Sound following. Tickets are $12 at the door, $10 in advance. You can purchase your tickets at the hall Mondays from 7 to 9 p.m. or call 778-232-2287. And you might want to give them a call just in case they've decided to take tomorrow off since it is Thanksgiving Monday. Contact TV airs on multicultural channel Omni 1 and on Channel 8 on Shaw Cable Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. with a repeat broadcast the following Monday at noon. If you have announcements or story ideas you'd like aired on Contact, please email them at studio@contact.ca. That's studio@contact.ca. And at 5 p.m. Sunday evening, slip your radio dial right back here to AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver and join me for another hour of fun here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. In between broadcasts, you'll find upcoming events, program information, audio archives, podcast feeds, and much more at www.nashholos.com. Ну, ми вже скінчили нашу програму, вже час додому і сказати до побачення. Але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Не роби двох речей. Сам себе не вихваляй і не понижай. And our proverb of the week translates as never do two things. Praise yourself or demean yourself. Well, that just about takes us to the end of our program. So one last tune for our Thanksgiving dinner will be about vegetable. There are no songs in Ukrainian that I know of about Brussels sprouts, but there are songs about kapusta. And we'll wrap things up with the Ukrainian old timers from Winnipeg from their CD Hillbilly Music and Boil the Kapusta. I'm Plavnina Demchuk-McQuarrie on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and AM 1320. Thanks so much for listening and Dobranich!
Соловика і Петра.
Капуста є велика, капуста є мала, капуста є солодка, капуста є квасна.
Молоко високе стало і капуста накидала, врача пуста трава.
Капуста є
мала,
капуста є квасна.